This week on the Trend Out Loud podcast.
I have enough experience to know that, yo, the law has 1,000 loopholes. And when you have really good lawyers, you know, they could conjure up a lot of things. So Dirk was on Academics podcast. And of course, Academics is always messy. So we asked Dirk, what was his thoughts about Gunna and the YSL RICO trial? And he said this.
Believe that Gunna told.
Man, I don't sit up and play games, man. That man told. You should have went in there and kept your mouth closed.
So, yeah, I get everybody has an opinion. Yo, did he snitch? Did he not? Is he cooperating or whatever? And, yes, I guess, you know, you could look at it technically and say that he's cooperating because of what the lady asked him and his answers, right?
And do you acknowledge the following statement? I recognize, accept, and deeply regret that my talent and music indirectly furthered YSL the game to the detriment of my community. YSL as a game must end. Is that your statement or acknowledgement?
Yes.
So I understand why people saying that snitching or he's cooperating, etc. And everybody has their opinion and that's all good. But what I'm more concerned about is that, yo, what is Thug saying? And until we hear from him, then I'm going to reserve my opinion to judge Gunna and everybody else in YSL, because this could be a whole plan. Like, maybe their lawyers are working together. Maybe this is all part of their case. Maybe this is all part of their defense, right? Like, we've seen this before. So until we hear from Thug, until we hear from his camp or his lawyers on what he has to say, I just feel like it would be better for us to reserve our opinions because we don't know at all what's going on with the case, right? Like, even in Thug's actual case, there were supposed to be over 300 people testifying. Now they're, I don't know, now that's brought down a lot more. So we don't know anything that's going on with Thug's case. So because we don't know what's going on, I just think people should start rushing their opinion on if Gunna snitched or not. Like I said, I'll give you the technical, you know, cooperation from the answers that he said in court. However, the real question should be, is it snitching if the person at the top, Thug, is saying that he should do this? And if that's part of his defense strategy, then is it snitching? The whole point of snitching is cooperating on a case against somebody else. But if that person who you're cooperating with wants you to cooperate and wants you to do X, Y, and Z, and somehow it might help their case, then that's technically not snitching. Anyway, that's just my belief. Maybe I could be wrong, right? Like, maybe Gunna's cooperating. Maybe everyone's cooperating and what, Thug's going to be gone for 60, 70 years or never get parole. Like, we don't really know. All I'm saying is that with courts, with attorneys, with the law, yo, there's so many in and outs and there's so many loopholes and there's so many things that could happen. I just think it's better if we all wait to see the outcome and wait to see Thug's trial, because we have no clue what's going on behind closed doors. And it's technically not snitching if the person who you're snitching on is telling you, yo, snitch, or yo, say this, or yo, say this. It's technically not snitching if the person at the top is telling you, yo, say A, B, and C. And when you say A, B, and C, then my lawyer is going to come and say, well, he said this and X, Y, and Z, and who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you those details, but I have enough experience to know that, yo, the law has 1,000 loopholes. And when you have really good lawyers, you know, they could conjure up a lot of things. So we have no clue exactly what's going on. So I respect Dirk's opinion and everybody else's opinion. But if you ask me, I think the best scenario would be to wait to see the entire trial, wait to see the entire RICO case, and then we could draw our conclusions from there and figure out who snitched, who didn't snitch, what's up with Gunna, what's up with everybody else in YSL. But anyways, man, that's just my opinion. What the hell do I know?
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace!